Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
I don't understand the differences between these waters, though.
Of all waters?
Well, like some, but like...
the spring and the distilled it's a lot going on.
And then, like, I get the alkaline. I had to do some research on that. But when you tell me, like, it's a mountain spring, I'm like, what mountain and what spring?
Yeah, you know the mountain.
And then that just seems like it tastes like dirt. I just, like, I've seen water come out of a stream. I'm like, ugh.
I mean... That's the best kind.
There's fish smashing in there. Like, is it like, what do they do to it afterwards? You just giving me this right out the
they
gate?
They go right to the mountain with a cup, and then they put it in these
and
bottles.
And they pour in these bottles?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Fresh from the tap.
I'm trying to think of mountain spring. I'm just like, this is probably full of germs, dog. Full
I mean, that's what life is.
Egg semen.
Life is all
semen.
About microorganisms. You can't escape.
I think I want to. I think I don't
but
want
But there's
to.
No escape.
But can they you boil? Do they boil it first?
I don't
they should
know.
Have the whole process. On
anyway,
there.
We're back. Daddy issues. Talking about bottled water.
Hey, I'm back.
Chaz is back.
Hey,
Chaz is
back.
Keon
you.
Is away working yeah. on a cruise ship again.
Stuck
on
he
just
boat.
Keep getting on these ships, man.
That's good, man.
Yeah, it's work, but
it's a good thing, man. Who there was a time when nobody was working.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
That's true. The bright side.
The right.
I mean, when times get tough again, I'll be back on them ships.
Hey, man, I have long days sometimes, but I'm like, I used to have long days working jobs I hated.
Oh.
It's like,
when I worked at McDonald's, the breakfast shift.
Yeah.
You want to talk about hatred? The breakfast shift at McDonald's.
I bet people are ruder in the morning, too.
Well, I didn't deal with customers. I was in the back doing the real work.
Oh, you was cooking.
I was cooking, doing dishes. It was... That's where the nitty-gritty is.
But I feel like that's the more peace of mind work.
Nah, man.
I'd rather deal.
Give me that customer service. I wanted the counter.
Nah.
Yes.
When people get mad at you, they'd be hopping over counters, whooping your ass.
I could take that.
Somebody, well, you could. You're a big guy. Ain't nobody hopping the counter on you.
I mean, you know. I got swole up on a Dairy Queen from this gangster dude.
Well, hey, man.
Yeah, he wanted it.
That was New Mexico?
Yeah. He was like, man, you trying to holler at my girl?
Come
like,
on, dog.
Nah, man, I was... taking her order. Nah, he was throwing up games.
What you doing? I smiling about, man.
Man, it's about to go. And I knew the dude. He fronted on me.
Are you trying to get your banana split in, huh?
Man, dog. Like, that's what we doing at Dairy Queen. We fighting over the self serve machine.
Yeah.
But McDonald's was real, and it was like, can you move me to the counter? And they was like, nah, we can't do it right now. I quit
because you didn't get the counter.
I
job?
Knew my worth, man. You can't put these looks in the back. You kidding me? This smile?
Get your ass in the back.
They got me back there doing the real sweaty work.
Because you want to be like, hey, welcome to McDonald's.
Because in the back of McDonald's, it's like working on the subway.
Can I
tell you? I mean, the submarine.
Were you going to be like Damian Wayans and Blank Man?
Yes.
Hey, you know we have salads now.
Man, I wanted that counter, man.
That seems awful, bro. I never want to work the register, like the drive through, and I never want to work the. I'm like,
I
put me
the
in the back flipping, bro. I've been flipping. Yeah. Like, I don't want to deal with people are nuts. People are crazy.
People are,
and
I
they're
mean,
full of germs.
Yeah,
people are gross.
The back kitchen can be appealing. The back kitchen, the Dairy Queen was more appealing than the McDonald's kitchen. But you know,
and
I was
the people
doing it all.
Are rude. I don't need your
people,
attitude.
People are not. I think if you haven't worked customer service, people automatically think everybody's rude. The majority of the people that I deal with.
That one person can ruin your day, though.
Not really,
all your energy in. You'll be like, yo.
Because you get used to just different energies every day. And so, you know, somebody come through, you clown them for a little bit, And then you move on. And somebody nice comes and kind of buries the one negative cat.
Like, you are such a, like, my last customer. Yeah. What's my double, my McDouble at? Yeah.
And some employees are trash. Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But
co-workers make every job worse.
Co-workers?
Yeah, like, if your co-workers suck, because the jobs usually be, like, cool, unless you're doing some, like, real construction type of stuff.
Right.
But, like, if you're working at a call center, whatever you, if you're in an office, it's the co-workers who make your life. I'm like, my job is easy.
Right.
You stress me out.
Call centers are trash.
Well, it was awful.
I worked there for a little bit.
I did that also.
Trash. Sitting, I was falling asleep on the job.
I've had more issues with co-workers than other people, customers, for sure. For damn sure.
I don't know, man.
I'd be like, look, man, why don't y'all just do your thing over there? Leave me the hell alone. We're all trying to get to 5 o'clock. We can all go about our lives.
Everybody trying to make it to the clock.
Right.
But, man, just come on, please.
I've only had issues with coworkers at jobs.
I can't really think of, like, real issues with coworkers. Like, it was fun, you know what I'm saying? Hooked up with a couple.
Oh.
You know that always happens.
Yeah.
You're around people all the time. It's just, you know.
What happened?
It's just natural.
Let's pour out this soft serve.
Making out in the
freezer. Oh, I ain't got no soft serve. In the freezer.
In the freezer, you know, in the back stock room.
You're making my soft serve hard.
In the ball pit. in the playpen. Yeah. Full
makeout.
In the ball pit.
And, like, Chuck E. Cheese or something like that?
No, Dairy Queen.
Y'all had a kids thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd never seen that at Dairy Queen.
Yeah, it was one of
them. Dairy Queen seems a little hut. You got to walk up to you stand. Ain't got no drive. You got to stand.
Well, you know, they're scaling back now, but this was like the 90s
when that was
Dairy
the rage.
Dairy Queen was still thriving. Yeah. Veganism, what's that?
Right. You
know, everybody wants the Dairy
Take
Queen.
This dairy.
I was fat, though, because I was getting high on my own supply. you think I'm not getting blizzards? Man, listen.
Tony,
splits,
get your mouth off the
steak finger and chicken finger baskets. With the Texas toast.
Yeah, my mom never let me get food from Dairy Queen. She was like, you came for ice cream, you're getting ice cream. I want a hot dog.
The food was good.
Yeah, I bet. It looked amazing.
It was good, man. Very simple. You know what I'm saying? They had, anyway.
Reese's or Blizzards. Let's talk about
it. It's got nothing to do with daddy issues.
Oh, you're right. Let's talk about Reese's Blizzards for 20 minutes. That was
I always liked the banana split joint or like the strawberry banana.
It's too messy, man. It's too messy.
The chocolate, it was just too much going on in there. You know, full candy bar chunked up and put
solid
in there.
That's
solid,
though.
Man, you don't even like chocolate. What are you
well,
talking
not
about?
Because, but if I did, I'd be like, give me a full candy bar in there. Yeah.
But what's been going on, man? What's the baby doing?
Oh,
you put a video of her in the group chat.
I did.
And the crew doesn't think she looks like you.
I
do.
What's up with that?
I see the resemblance.
I'm about to go get her DNA now.
it hurts as a parent. You want your
I feel like she
you
looks,
want your DNA involved in
she,
the in the
she
vision.
Definitely looks like her mama. She's light like her mama, right? She got the cheeks like her mom.
Right.
But she has her mom's outside frame and my inside face. She's got my nose. Definitely has my bottom lip. She got my eyes.
She got your eyes for sure.
Yeah. And she might have her mom's eye shape because they're a little bigger.
Right.
But she had all my little lines.
Yeah.
And then my grandma had them. I didn't know they were passed down. I was looking at my grandma. I was like, oh, I got that from her.
You was touching your grandmother's eyes. I got these as well. You pulled an eyeball.
Her doing her evil laugh. Yeah, I got my baby doing maniacal evil villain laugh. And she's getting really good now. I got to show you guys again. Now it's getting kind of scary. Because now something happens, she's like, ha, 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 ha. And I'm like,
this is what you created?
Okay, yeah. Now she's a psycho.
She's going to be a real villain now. Man.
I hope so.
I see the resemblance, though.
I hope she takes over the world, and hopefully she won't kill me to do it.
She might.
Usually it happens. I got to go take out
the parent usually like, you know, I'm sorry I had to do this.
Right.
And then they push you into the water supply.
Right.
At the Hoover Dam. You
know,
no. This hurts me more than you know.
But on my way out, I'm like, no matter what happens, I'm still proud of you.
That's right. It's going to be like when Han Solo got killed.
That was Star Wars. And that was awful. Man. That was unnecessary.
Star Wars been slipping lately.
Man. And then there's other one coming out, which I'm going to go see. I'm going to go see it.
Oh, you're always there. They got you.
But I'm going to be sitting there like this. Impress me.
Mm-hmm.
Impress me now.
We got Maya on the ones and twos
in
the studio.
Hey, freaking fresh.
I'm out here.
Scratching and mixing.
I've been great, man. I've been working consistently.
That's good.
On some television.
That's good.
It's good stuff, man. Finally got some things brewing in here with Transit. So that's good. Working on a podcast. Shout out to Cam. Thank you, bro.
Cam is out here.
Tony,
man.
V. What's Tony's last name? Valentino?
Valentino.
That's not his real last
name. Not to be confused with Bobby Valentino.
That's not his real last name. That's a smooth-ass last name.
Yeah. That's Tony's real last name.
I don't believe it.
Is his real last name?
I don't believe
it. That's his real last name.
What's his parents' last name?
Valentino.
I don't believe that.
They refused to change it.
What's Tony's middle name?
James.
Is his name Anthony or he's a straight Tony?
Anthony James Valentino.
Whole business out there. What's his Social Security?
What's his routing number? Anthony James. That's a great name, man.
Valentino on the end of something? It's pretty dope.
Come on, man.
My name is Chaz. I wouldn't even go by my first name at all.
Valentino.
Yeah, but call me Valentino. Yeah.
Or Tino for short.
Nah, call me Valentino.
You know what I'm saying?
Call me.
I'm still abandoned out here on the.
Oh, your kids never came back? You shouldn't even be on daddy issues.
I know. I feel like, why am I here? You know, I barely see him.
When's the last time you seen him?
The other day.
All right.
Because I've been gone. I've been gone for 2 weeks.
Who abandoned who?
Huh?
So who abandoned who?
Well, yeah, it's pretty much my fault. Because you've been working steadily.
Hey, Serene, man. You hit me, I hit you back. You'll never hit me back again. What's up? What's up? What you text me for? What you want, man?
Oh, he wants a job with the Flywood.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it's going to happen, though. No? I'm sorry. No. They didn't get back to him by now. He's probably just too young.
Yeah. we were talking about it then. Because I knew they couldn't do the bagging thing, but it was the other thing.
Yeah, the parking.
Trying to get in there.
He might be too young.
They faded out.
Yeah.
They go for the older.
Yeah.
That's ageism, man.
It is.
Suing.
It is. You should.
I'm protesting. You go in there and raise hell, put him on social media. The Flyway in Van Nuys doesn't hire you because you're 19. And it caused an uproar.
They don't want no 19-year-old. Who wants to hire a 19-year-old?
Why not?
Who wants to hire a
kid? I was working tough at 18.
Didn't you get fired?
I was late, though. That was my fault.
I mean, that,
but I was getting hired.
But that's what kids do. You were like,
grown-ups do that all. You was late.
I mean, true
today.
That. True that.
You 45.
I mean, true that.
You know what I'm saying? Lateness don't stop.
That's usually if you have a union. If you have a union, you do what you want. Yeah. Coming in. Right.
But I was with the boys the other day. We were here at the bunker. And,
oh, good.
It was good, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a pencil. They got to pencil me in. That's why I'm
like, busy dad.
Sorry. Can't
I'm
make it, bro.
When does Sincere go to San Francisco?
Oh, I take him to school Friday.
Yeah.
We're taking him. And then, you know, the move-in day
life.
Saturday.
Man. Yeah.
So I'm stressed out about it low-key.
Why?
You know, it's a big thing. Taking your kid to college.
I wouldn't know.
It ain't like community
college. I
didn't
go. My parents didn't have to do it.
You know what I mean?
We didn't
like
have
that
experience.
When I went to New Mexico State, my mom dropped me off. It wasn't really, you know, I was just like, cool.
Right.
You know, I was excited. But I don't know what she was going through
right.
internally.
My baby.
On the drop-off. Because I was the last one to leave the
right.
nest. So it was hard.
My baby.
But. You know, I'm stressed out about it low-key, but it'll be.
Sincere's a good, responsible kid.
Yeah. I'm not really worried
like,
about that.
That's a solid like, cat. Man, San Francisco ain't, like, known for, like, I mean, there's a lot of homeless people, but ain't, like, the murder.
There's a lot of doo-doo on the street.
There's a lot of human feces.
A lot of human dump.
Yeah.
And you can tell. You can
you,
spot
you know
it
the human shit.
It's something about human dump. It's like, oh.
No, that's a man.
That's
man. That's a person. That's human. Right.
That is Steve. You know, because it's like.
Yo, you remember. We went. Remember that lady who coughed at me?
Oh, man. So now I have a phobia of people, because when people walk out of a business onto the sidewalk and people are always walking through, they usually cough or like smoke or something. And she stepped out and was like,
oh, she coughed right at me. She made eye contact with me.
And it's funny that we all witnessed the
cough.
And we all saw it in slow motion. It was an Asian woman.
I was like, ah.
She coughed. Her cheeks jiggled. You saw the...
the spittle.
The projectiles.
Oh, man. Like, I was like,
I held my breath. I was like.
And I caught it all. I was like, no.
It was just one singular cough, too. Like,
one hard
cough. And we was like, we all bore witness.
I was like, no. Took off my clothes, ran down the street naked in San Francisco. Burned those clothes.
San Fran. I'm a fan of that city,
that
man.
City is great. The whole bay is great.
It's just super pricey, but I love San Francisco.
That's an amazing city. They actually have good food, good people.
I wish I could live there instead of L.A.
I can't do the hills.
The hills are dumb. Like walking them.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have the stamina to get to my apartment going up that hill.
When I was doing the cruise ship gig, they stopped in San Fran. So I was walking there. I was like, I'm going to go to this one spot. I had to go up the hill. And down the hill is even worse.
Yeah, man, that's the danger. Like, I don't say women doing the heels.
Your toes are pressing up against
you
the front
walking
of
like
the
a
shoe.
Newborn baby, trying not to fall.
It's almost better to have skates on and just risk. What's going to happen at the bottom of the hill?
I don't. It's easier. But
that way you get it out the way.
But
faster.
You can't stop that speed. You
gonna
stop what? What?
You're going to collide at the bottom.
Yes, you're dying.
Either with a car or just a
that
family.
Trolley will come around.
Ding, ding, ding. Well, I can't stop. Then you end up on the trolley. Oh, thank God.
You was at the hangar. Yo, getting hit with a trolley would probably be worse than anything. Man. That's first of all, you got hit by a trolley.
Right.
It's on a track. You didn't know that track was there. Like, yeah. You guys don't understand. I was going downhill.
The trolleys are essential now that I think about it, because you got to get up those hills.
But they cost you every time you get on one.
I mean, you know, you got to pay the price.
Nah, man. San Francisco is ridiculous for that.
San Francisco is the most expensive city in America.
Is it?
They did like a list of the highest cost of living in America, the top 75 cities. San Francisco is the most expensive.
What?
Yep. Yep.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
It was like four Bay Area cities in the most expensive side.
Wow.
The cheapest, El Paso, Texas.
The cheapest city to live in?
Mm. Cost of living is the lowest for a major city.
Well, what the hell's in El Paso?
Nothing. I've been there several times.
I'm not going.
El Paso is trash. I hate it. If you're from El Paso, I apologize.
Sorry,
you don't even love El Paso.
Sorry.
Don't. Yeah. Nobody's latching on.
They're like, we're here because it's the cheapest in the nation.
R.I.P. to the shooting victims from El Paso.
I forgot about that. What a downer, man.
Wow.
What a downer.
El Paso.
I forgot about that, though.
El Paso was great.
And I've been to that Walmart he went to. Because we used to go to El Paso. It was like I lived in Cruces, New Mexico State, 40 minutes away.
Was El Paso the big city?
It was. It was like, let's go to the club in El Paso tonight. Went to a strip club. The first strip club I ever went to was in El Paso. It was dreadful.
Yeah. Oh.
It was trash.
Why?
Was like, phoning it in, like, why are y'all even here, spinning around the pole, like, the population is huge. There's a big star on the mountains. Juarez is right there. We used to go to Mexico, but I will say one good thing about El Paso.
There you go. You bashed the whole city up and down.
Kev on stage, he has family there.
Uh-huh.
So when we did the show in El Paso, they made me vegan Cajun food.
Okay.
It was fantastic.
Fire. Yeah.
I was like, El Paso has redeemed themselves. But before that, trash.
I've never been. I have no desire to go.
Texas don't even claim El Paso.
Man, where
they rarely talk about El Paso.
No, Houston gets love.
Houston?
Dallas of course.
Austin?
Yeah, Austin,
Fort
of course.
Worth.
Yeah,
Galveston.
Yeah, okay.
Props.
Heard of it.
Corpus
yeah.
Christi.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they Lubbock, Amarillo.
Ah.
But when they talk about that's New Mexico, because it's right there. You know what I'm saying?
Go in that state. Get out of here, El Paso.
What's going on in the news, Maya? What's cracking?
First and foremost, sports news. Mm. Simone Biles won her sixth national all-around women's gymnastics title.
She is killing
Jordan
it.
Out here.
She is killing it.
She premiered two new moves. A triple twisting double somersault on the floor, which only a few men have ever done.
That looked crazy.
Mm-hmm. And a double twisting double somersault dismount from the balance beam. She's the only one ever done it.
She's the only one in life that has ever pulled it off.
Well, because that's not a men's event. They don't have a men's beam.
That's dope. So that's a record.
Yeah.
She's in the books.
Oh, she's...
She's already in
right.
the books, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Not only been an Olympian pussy in the books forever, but she's six U.S. titles.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff they can do is just... I marvel at it every time. Because I saw her on TV doing the move, and it was just like... The fact that you can count while you're doing it, while your body's like...
I'm like,
and then
how
you
many,
landed.
Yeah.
There was no stumble, fumble. It was
no.
Like, boom,
she was like, boom.
Confidence, and then she does the...
But to go back in a routine, I'd be like, damn, bitch, you see that shit?
I would break character.
Hell yeah.
Like, you land there, like, y'all see what it is.
You see me out here.
Start walking around. Y'all see what it is.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Put your shirt back on. Nah, man.
I'd have been too hyped.
Y'all saw me land there.
Bam.
It's amazing.
I'd have been way too hyped. They'd have been like, oh, you still got the rest of your team.
Oh, yeah. I want to see her in movies after the Olympics is done.
Well,
I want her to be.
Well, look, here's the thing about her also is that, like, most gymnasts are, like, teenagers and young, you know what I mean? And she's 22, I think, something like that, and she's still killing it.
Yeah. Like, I think she's about 22.
Yeah. Usually, I think they kind of phase out by now.
Yeah.
But Simone's like, nah, man.
Nah, we're just getting started.
She's so small. She's 22. She's like 5'1", maybe.
They're usually little. She's about what? Five.
She's tiny.
4'8".
She's 4'8".
She is tiny.
That's a water bottle.
Yeah.
4'8"?
She's tiny. She's so small.
Wow.
And got crazy hops. Now, granted, I'll tell you like that. All right, when you do the flow routine, that little area has a little bounce, right? You get a little bounce on some of those spots. So that's how she gets up there. But when I watched that thing like 20 times in slow-mo, to see her as soon as she bounces, she starts twisting and turning, and she's like doing all that, you know what I mean? And she's flipping and like, and then to watch the rotations as she comes back down, I was like, yeah.
It's amazing,
man. I had to watch it like 30 times.
I marvel at all of that. Because, you know, as a kid, we all fantasize about doing backflips.
Right, doing flips. And
It was like, and then if you knew a kid that could actually do it, you was like, yo.
Oh, he's the greatest athlete.
He's legend down here. He just did a backflip.
He can do a backflip.
Oh.
And then when a kid do it with no hands.
Oh. It was a wrap.
Yeah, I had a cousin, man. He would do like a gang of them with no hands and do like one super dope one.
Oh, he was the superhero.
He was
the community.
A hero. Absolutely. It's nothing he can't do.
He was Nightcrawler, Beast.
Right.
He was everybody.
All of that. No, that's amazing. I think that's like six. Anytime you get six, you automatically get the Jordan comparison.
Oh, man. Come on.
You automatically become the greatest of all time. Yeah.
I want her to take these acting classes now.
She could. She could be a.
Because the Olympics, she's going to have to get out of that.
Right.
And then you're going to have to. Right. Now, she got the chops.
Right.
She could be in Marvel movies, man.
Now, if you're the greatest of all time, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know a whole lot of gymnasts. Like Michael Phelps is an Olympian, right? So. I don't know if she's one
Dominique
of the.
Dominique Dawes.
I remember that back in the early 90s. We all did. Good sir.
You remember her?
Hell yeah.
Man, that was all in.
Yeah, because I remember that was like early 90s when she was around. And then, like, but she's got to be the greatest of all time, right?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
She's got to be.
She is.
Yeah.
Wow. I remember Mary Lou Retton was popular in the 80s. That was before your time. Yeah. You know what I mean?
But also, I don't know any world gymnasts. Right.
I don't know anybody overseas.
Because I'm like, there might be some people in, like, them girls in China, they be working.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know if there's, like, you know, someone out there who's killing it.
Right.
Who they see each other every 4 years, like, yeah, it's you again. Yeah, it's me, bitch.
Oh, you know they got their arch nemesis. Watch out for, you know.
Or the Russians. Man. Russians are huge in gymnasts.
Right.
Gymnastics.
Watch out for Tatiana.
Right.
You like, oh, here she comes.
Right.
They be, oh, she's in this one.
Tatiana Romanoff.
Because you know they be plotting on each other.
They have to.
Like, oh, she don't stick. Oh, she's stuck.
But then I'm like, I wonder why Simone used this for the, well, I guess she's like, well, I'm going to win this piece. But who else is doing this? Because you know what happens? This is what happens, right? Like the first person, whoever beat that mile marker, the 4 minute mile, and then like it was like unbroken for years and centuries and whatnot. I exaggerated centuries probably.
Right.
But then once one person did it, other people do it, right? Mm-hmm. So now that Simone did this,
people gonna try it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But watch, you'll see more people land it. You know what I mean? You'll start to see more. I bet you it becomes like a regular thing eventually. Mm-hmm. Because once somebody does it, you're gonna be like, well, now we got the formula. People are just gonna be studying her.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
They studying it now.
Right.
They're like, oh, she landed. They gotta know. They in the room right now.
I'm telling you, I honestly had my baby flipping. I was like, yeah. And she's just like, she don't get excited. She's just like, why are we? Why are we doing
She could that? Be a gymnast.
Nah, you know, she could be, maybe. We'll
are you gonna be that dad that's always there?
I'm gonna be the way too hype dad. Mm. I'm gonna be the dad that like, oh shit, Mr. Rogers is here.
Right. They're gonna have you in the
Can you calm down?
Cut to the parents and in the crowd.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. I'm gonna be that dad for dancing. No matter what
they're
it is.
They're gonna blur you out.
She's gonna be golfing. He's supposed to get the golf class. I'm like, yeah, hit that straight. So I'm talking flex on him. Take off my shirt. Flex on him, baby.
Your daughter gonna be like
Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to thank my mom.
Right.
That's right. Thank your mama. That's how you do that. You thank her. Ah!
Just always rip off my shirt no matter where I go.
See, your dad's pretty excited in the sense.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. I'm excited. They're going to come up to me do an interview. So what did you guys do to train? Oh, I didn't do any of that. I didn't do any of that.
But I'm here.
But I'm here.
I'm here.
Yeah. Be all in. I can't wait to be the loud dad.
Breasts out in the stands.
Right, and not like I'm going to be in shape.
Right.
That ain't happening. You getting these man titties. You getting all that.
Who's the tallest gymnast, I wonder?
There used to be a lady from Russia, Svetlana Horkina.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, she was.
When did you look this up?
Oh, she's into this.
Yeah?
This is
got you.
This is her work.
Svetlana. I love
that. She's
5'8". She was 5'8"? Mm-hmm. That's like a... That's
tall.
A giraffe in that
Yeah,
game.
Compared to Simone, man.
5'8"?
She's Shaq out here.
Doing the flip. Are the male gymnasts usually short, too?
They're shorter, but they're not.
They're not like jockey short.
Some of them are.
Okay.
But some of them are 5'10".
Okay.
A lot of that is strength.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you got the bars and you have.
Yeah.
Those rings are so hard to do. Man. You have to do the Olympic rings.
I
you hold yourself
tried.
Up. I even at my peak in shapeness, I failed to hold myself straight out by my arms.
I couldn't imagine.
I was like, I don't know how you freaks of nature do this.
Practice.
No. A bunch of weirdos who are genetically mutated.
Your life is that training.
When you're too good at something, I assume you're in steroids automatically. Tiger Woods was on roids for the longest. LeBron
was
on, I don't know. No. LeBron was on steroids. Who's the greatest? Simone. She's on steroids. Everybody who's the top. And this is for now, like,
that makes you feel better about yourself.
Absolutely. Right. Serena was on roids for the longest. That's why these people start getting hurt now. Right? Serena can't stay healthy. Off the roids. Yeah, that baby got to get off the roids,
go.
Man.
Here we
Tiger
go.
Tiger Woods, he had that whole scandal. Get off the roids. You know what I mean?
Man, what else is going on, man? Because he's going off the rails. Discrediting everybody.
LeBron James can't get healthy. Off the roids because he's getting older.
In less respectful news, Mia Khalifa, I don't know if you guys know who she is.
I do. She's a porn star.
I don't know her.
I watch porn.
Thank God for Google.
She's an adult film star. She came out and said she only made $12,000 over her career.
How long has she been in the game, though?
Not that long, but I don't believe it because she's very popular.
Mia Khalifa?
She's very popular in these adult
take a gander
entertainment streets.
Are you gonna hear? How you turn
it? Oh, you queuing up a video?
And I'm just trying to see it. In.
Oh yeah, she's got glasses.
Oh,
you know
okay.
She's a household name.
Yeah, she's popular. And I'm like, how are you only making 12K out of I don't know how many videos
career.
She's done or how many movies she's done. I don't even know if they still do movies.
Is she giving out discounts? Now. What are you doing?
I feel like they just do like a internet type of episode.
Right. I feel like I don't know the porn business at all. So yeah. I don't know if like you get
well
a
the
salary,
women
you get
the
paid
women generally make more than the men. Mm-hmm. Now the more you're willing to do, the
sexism.
More you get paid.
Okay.
If you do anal, that's extra. If
oh,
you do,
a bump.
You know. Yeah, yeah. So, and even some porn stars like I remember Alexis Texas refused to do like an interracial scene just to because you get that. That crowd that's like, oh, I don't want to see it with a black guy. You know
oh, okay.
I mean? So that may raise your stakes a little bit. It's
right.
Going to hurt you on one end, but
right.
Raise your stakes over here. But 12K? Come on.
Yeah, yeah, she made more than that.
I'm not buying that.
That's what she said.
No, no one believes that.
I feel like she's trying to hide from student loan people. I only made 12K. That's what I would do.
I lie on my taxes all the time.
I don't lie on my taxes, but I'm like, I only made $2.
Oh, man. No. But then you'd be lying on your taxes.
No, I'm talking about the student loan
to
the public.
Oh,
I'm
man,
like,
no.
I only made $10 in comedy.
I am poor on paper.
Oh, man. Are you kidding me? No, I'm scared to lie on the taxes. They're coming for you.
Come get me.
Yeah,
come
but I don't believe pictures. That. 12K? I don't know how long she's been in. How long has she been in the game?
She'd only did it for a few months, and she only made a handful of films.
Oh.
But then they clip them.
Oh, well, then that changes the game.
Wait, well, what is she doing now? I don't understand.
Well, she has 16.7 million followers on Instagram.
Well, she's getting money from that.
Well, then that's different. If she only did like four films, she might have got like $3,000 per film or something.
Yeah, I didn't know she only did that.
Oh, man, that's not news.
So she's retired
she out here fronting.
From porn?
Yeah, she wants to put that behind her.
Okay.
But of course, her name... She used her real name, so.
That's her real name. That's a cool-ass name, man.
That's pretty dope.
Mia Khalifa?
Yeah.
I love it.
That's pretty dope.
I love that name.
It was a ballsy move.
I didn't know she only did a few things. It's funny, because I've seen, like, I feel like I've seen, like, maybe four or five scenes myself.
Of her.
Of her.
She might have been all her movies clipped up.
It could have been. There's this one particular scene I watched numerous times. I don't want to. I'll put myself out here.
Send
people.
Me the link.
I've watched it numerous times. And it's a good scene.
Okay.
But now it makes sense.
It's only like the old go-to, Mia Khalifa.
Man, this is a quality scene.
I'm looking at her IMDb. It says she's made 7 videos. Did you see Big Tit Cream Pie 31?
No.
Are you sure?
I don't watch the actual movies though. I just watch like I usually go, this is my go to with
name.
Porn, guys. Sorry if this is, too much information. But I usually go to Brazzers and like Pornhub.
Brazzers is abusive, bro.
Porn is abusive.
I mean, different, but I'm but like, I feel bad. Here's my thing. I got to watch. I have to watch Mature. Mm-hmm. I have to watch anyone from the 30s and 40s. I have to watch grown women because I'll feel bad.
Oh, yeah. Like some of these dudes, you be like, hey, take it easy.
Yeah. But I gotta be like, you're old enough to make this decision for yourself and not because you're in a tight situation.
Right.
Something like that.
So usually Pornhub. Pornhub is the go-to, and then you get links to everything else.
You got to do Tube Galore. It's like the Google of porn. Whatever you look for, it takes every porn site for it.
Tube Galore?
Yes.
Okay. How do you know about Tube Galore? You don't know nothing about Mia Khalifa.
Hey, man, well, I know porn sites. I didn't know her in particular. There's a lot of porn out there. There's a lot of porn.
You don't look for names?
Nah. No, I don't have like a preference. I mean, we were talking about this the other day about the booty talks and the onion booties.
Oh, yeah.
I know all them girls because there was 100-something booty talks and onion booties. Like, I know that, but I'm just like, and it is repeat guys, repeat girls. So, mm-hmm. You know, like, there's like the Lexington Steel. Yeah, you know, whatever the other guys
are. I know a handful of guys.
And then the girls, like, you'll know, like, what was it, like Foxy Reynolds?
Roxy Reynolds.
Mm-hmm. Cherokee the Ass, of course. Pinky, mm-hmm. of course. Like, you know the names. But then I don't ever go search. I'm like, let me see what Pinky been up to.
Yeah. I will.
Let me go see what.
If I like the girl, I'll be like, hey, what else they got going? And then you get your favorites from there. But then it's like.
I feel like porn is desperate measures, man. I'm like, let me do this real quick. And
I mean.
Get this shame off of me.
Yeah. Sometimes you need it, man. You're on the road a lot.
Man, let me
cue up the porn.
Right. Yeah. And I think that women should change the view on porn, though. Because a lot of women are like, well, it gives you a bad percent. But, like, it keeps me out of other women.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot more women are, first of all, I think a lot more are into porn than they're willing to admit. Not really into
watching
it.
I agree with that.
And they're cool with it themselves.
Yeah. But there's
a lot of people still have the shame of being open about porn.
Right.
Like, whenever I mention it on stage, the audience kind of tightens up. Yeah, it's like, come on, man. We too grown, man.
Right.
Once I became an adult. Because I used to be, you know,
right.
Got the hat on super tight, like I'm Jason Bourne trying to blend in to the community. I'm in the adult section in the video store like this, you know, and no eye
anymore.
Contact, no talking.
Right.
But then when you get grown, it's like, man, we in here. Especially when you go in there with your girl.
Right.
Utmost confidence.
Right.
You go in there talking
what
to people.
Like,
hey,
babe?
Steve, how you doing, man? Y'all in here like this. Because you don't look lonely or desperate or, like, you know, perverted anymore.
Right.
Like, we in here talking
like
loud.
Like, there's definitely people, to me, that's way into porn. I just It's too.
It becomes an addiction.
Yeah.
But that's anything can turn
no
into
doubt.
That.
But when you're too into porn, I think you're weird. I'm like, oh, you got a problem.
I mean.
You weren't breastfed. Whatever it is.
So now her 12K makes sense.
If it's that. If it's because
if she's only made
so
a few.
Movies.
Now, I know. That she's making good money now doing whatever else. When you have 16.7 million followers on
right,
the gram,
right, you're good.
There's other ways to, you know.
Go do an ad somewhere.
Get money. Or you get money for just showing up.
Right.
Like if she just shows up to an event,
right.
you can make
absolutely
10K just off that.
Appearance.
Come by the club.
Right.
And then, but if she's only done 6-7 films, 12K makes sense. Because when you first start, you're not going to get a lot.
Right.
You just like, this is your
gotta
first
work your
film.
Way up, baby.
You can't come in there demanding.
Right.
Like, we don't know dollar. You. We don't know. You could be born in the sack. And then.
Right.
So she only had 6. She didn't even have time to really build up her resume or her name. But I guess she blew up after the 6 or 7.
That's pretty good, though.
And then. But now she's like, oh, I'm done with this life. Isn't she engaged or something?
I'm not sure. I think maybe one of the reasons she blew up was because she's. From Lebanon,
uh-huh.
So there's not very many uh-huh. Middle Eastern porn stars. So if that's what you're looking for.
Right.
They don't play that shit over there.
I like the glasses, too. The glasses and the scene I like, she's got the hijab on. Did I say it right? The hijab?
Oh, I see. I didn't see that scene, but that's really risky.
That's the scene
like
I like.
Offensive to their whole religion,
it's like
isn't
two,
it?
I don't know. But,
I get the appeal for sure.
Oh man, I was like,
because like when I see Muslim women and it's just their face, mm-hmm. they're gorgeous. You be like,
oh,
yo, just face.
Yep. Because that's you immediately focus everything on the face.
Right.
I think it's a great look.
Who's the congresswoman right now with like Alexandria Ocasio Cortez?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. When I see her talk, I'll be like, yo, she glowing.
I love it.
She be glowing up there.
I love the look.
Yeah. I agree. I think it's when we see Zaynab with it on,
you just
I'll be
see
like,
the face
it's
and
beautiful.
It's just,
yeah, it's just
I love
beauty.
It.
I agree with that 100%. But, hey, man, to do that in porn, that goes against their entire, that's like sacrilegious over there.
Man.
People literally, they were like, I think they had those things called like honor killings over there, where they would literally burn you on fire to save
that,
honor
that,
for their
but
family.
That's just disgusting.
Well, it's extreme, but that's over. That's real shit over there.
Yeah, that's men exerting their power
for years, but it's been for
God.
Thousands of years.
Yeah, that's
you know?
Just men.
You're 100% right.
Power over women. That's
100% right.
And then they blame it on.
But
God.
Then a lot of the women over there too still following those things, because there's women like they got in trouble for dancing. You can't dance, and like granted, it may not be Lebanon. I'm not exactly sure. Somewhere in the middle.
Region.
Right. But it's like dancing, of course, having like cell phones and videos.
Right.
Like you can't do a lot of that stuff. Dating in general, like you can't be out on a date with another man. There's a whole culture in it. Ah, shit, I just don't know which one exactly. But I know like the woman can't be alone without a man present at all times, even if it's like her kid or like somebody, you know, her nephew or somebody that she raised. Like, he has to tell her when she can go and when they can go and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, it's so
Saudi
extreme.
Arabia.
Saudi Arabia?
They just changed the law so that a woman can leave the house without a man.
Yes.
Right. And then now, like, yes. I think they're, like, allowed to drive now and stuff like that. Like, it's extreme.
It is.
It's a mad extreme.
But there are still women who are in prison because they were advocating for the right to drive.
Right.
So they didn't release those women.
No. Oh.
But, like, there's cats out here who are still in jail for weed, and it's just mad legal.
That's trash, man.
You know? I thought when the law changes, come on, come get me.
Right.
Open these goddamn doors.
Give me up out of here.
Come on.
We driving now?
Open
come
the
on.
Door. Right.
Come on, let's
drive
out
of here.
Man.
Pull up in my Cadillac.
Come on.
And let me drive out of here.
Oh, man.
I'm reading now that Mia Khalifa was married from 2001 to 2016 and that her parents have stopped speaking to her.
Oh, wow. She was married for a long time.
Yeah, that's 15
How
years.
How old is she?
Who was she married to?
She was married to her high school sweetheart.
No.
She was born in 1993. Jeez.
Okay. Wait
She's
a minute.
She's young.
She got married in 2001?
She got married in 2011.
Oh.
Oh, about to say. Cause
I thought she said one.
I thought she did say one.
Maybe I did.
Okay.
2011.
Then I was like,
2011
93.
To 2006. Okay. Now we, yeah, I was like, hold on. She was married in like 8?
Right.
So she was married 2011 to 2016. I wonder when she did the porn.
Probably between.
I feel like I knew of her for a few years now.
I don't know. This is all new to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to go take me in a deep, dark world. You won't see me for weeks.
It looks like she did. Okay, so she separated from her husband in 2014. And
okay.
The video, what I'm reading on IMDb, the credits span 2014 to 2015.
She was right in the porn right after the separation.
Damn, that's gotta
I'm
suck,
doing
bro.
Porn.
Damn.
Oh,
how
would
like
if
that?
He watched it?
You know he, but you know his boys did.
Oh, his boys definitely watched. Oh man, you. Oh, that's just disgusting, Steve. And then it was like, yeah, I've been waiting to see this.
Sorry for that, man. I know you got to walk around daily with that,
man.
Cats still have it up on their phone. Hey, check this. Oh, let me.
I wonder,
real
man.
Quick.
Now I'm intrigued about the whole timeline of her whole. I wonder when she got her boobs done.
Did she get her boobs done?
I think so.
Most do.
I think they look like they've been worked on.
The investments, though.
I mean, I could be wrong.
A lot of money off of them things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But
I want a down payment on my house or at Double D's.
Yeah. I wonder.
At Double D's.
But now, I mean, she should be getting paid now.
Hell yeah.
But the $12,000 makes sense now if it's just a short run.
I have a question for you, Chaz.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's say maybe things turned out and you're talking to your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be supportive of her going to adult film career if she could make $12 million and not $12,000?
I wouldn't want her to do it at all, you know? But like, if she did it, I'd be like, not right.
It's okay.
Would you disown her?
I wouldn't disown her. Mm. I wouldn't disown her at all. I mean, hey, I'm like... I'm always like this, man. I'm always like, do what you love. Do what you
she
love.
She loves cock.
And then right, and then make your money, right? I'm like, well, if you're making money, but my thing would be like, yo, I want you to work at getting out the game. You know, if you want to produce, own, blah, 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 like that should be the goal. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, if you're making $12 million a year doing porn, I'll be like, well, that's a lot of smashing you're doing, you know? So I'd be worried about like more health stuff than anything, you know? Because the last thing I would want to hear is like, I got some kind of disease, which happens over there. But I would be like, hey, try to own the company. You know what I mean? Try to own the facility. Try to own the distribution. And I'd be like, my God. But I don't care where you start off, but I'm like, if you have a whole porn empire under your belt, I'd be very proud.
I feel like.
I'd be like, yeah, man, you did that. You for humble beginnings.
In order for her to make $12 million a year doing porn, she would have already expanded into avenues in terms of like, you know, marketing.
Right.
Producing all that,
I wouldn't ever been like, yeah, go ahead and do that. I'd be like, yo, why? Why are you doing? I'd be like, well, you just doing it because it couldn't have been for money. I'd be like, you would never in your life. She's never in her life gonna need to do that for money.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, it's never gonna be a necessary thing. She's like, I had to do this. I'm like, nah, that's not why. If you just wanted to do it, I can't do anything to stop you.
Right.
You know what I mean. I'm not gonna be like, well, don't come over. You know what I mean. Like, don't come over whenever you want. I'm like, of course.
It's funny, man. Like a lot of
I probably lie about what you do. She makes movies. She's a producer of sorts.
I'd be real. I'd be like, my daughter does porn.
And if someone's gonna be like, oh,
she does adult films. Matter of fact, this is her last.
What about webcam girls? They don't mess with anybody.
That's true. It's better.
Yeah,
I think
you control the whole narrative when you do the webcam joints.
But you don't want to see somebody or you think of somebody like disrespecting you. Some of the shit is very disrespectful in porn. Most of it.
Oh, a lot of it is. It's right. Like my whole thing and what I notice is like I'll read like the interviews of porn stars. Mm-hmm. Like I like to see what got them into the business. Mm-hmm. A lot of them, they went to college. They got degrees. They really like sex. And like, you know. It's rare that I would hear, like, I needed the money.
Right.
You know, in many cases, it was like, you know, I was married, you know, I was doing this, you know, I was a veterinarian, you know, and then it's like, oh, so you just really wanted to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I saw, like, some lady was, like, a lawyer, and she was like, I didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
I mean, you know, and I give props to porn stars, just the comfort in their own bodies. Mm-hmm. Like, to be that naked and just be chilling.
And you sell a fantasy. You know what I mean? You sell a fantasy, and you're selling this thing that someone can't get somewhere else. They're not getting. You know what I mean? Somewhere else. So I don't knock that at all.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I just go like, for my personal daughter, I'd be like, hey man, you want to share as much shit you want to do?
Yeah.
I wouldn't
want my sons in porn. Like, I wouldn't want them to be, hey dad, I'm at a shoot.
I wouldn't want either one to be like, you know. But hold on.
You know me, I'll be on stage, so my son's doing porn.
Right.
You know,
I probably want to get on. I might talk about it one day, but it would depend on like our relationship. Hopefully, right. I'm sure me and my daughter will always be cool.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean. But some people aren't.
Yeah,
you know. But I don't have the pressures of like my family. Like, I don't give a shit.
Oh,
right, right. Somebody's like, aren't you? I'm like, I don't give a shit what y'all think. Kid? That means nothing to me. You
kidding me?
Right.
I've been. You know, it's a con in many ways, but being stubborn is also beneficial. And being like, you know,
I don't think
petty, like, you know, I'm spiteful. Like, I'll do something just because you told me not to do it.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I'll do it even more.
You never wore a hat after Doughboy said that one time.
Man.
I've never seen you wear a hat again.
Hats off.
Forever.
You need to keep a hat on. What?
I've never, and that was 6-7 years ago. I've never seen Tony wear a hat.
I like people telling me what to do.
Right.
So.
But it's actually probably really good for you, though, career-wise.
Yeah, it's like, stop talking about politics. No. I'll become a politician just because you said that. I'm on CNN.
Running for senator.
I'm on CNN now. I'm the city councilman. I hate politics, but just because you said.
You start off as the alderman working your way up.
Listen.
Yeah, I'm about, like, if it's a people's opinions, everyone's going to have some dumbass opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And it really don't mean shit unless it affects my family in a way.
Right.
You know what I mean? If whatever you say or think, if it doesn't affect my income or my family's happiness, I'm like, your words?
Right.
Your words don't mean shit to me. Mm-hmm. But I look at that and I go like, that doesn't mean a thing. Now, and even if it's my mom or dad, if they were like, well, we don't want to talk to her, I'd be like, well, hey, you guys are missing out
right.
on your grandchild. You know,
that's like, unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm Come like, on, but I'm not going to miss out on my relationship with my daughter. You
oh,
serious?
Man.
Especially as they get older and shit. You crazy?
Yeah.
No.
I'm not going anywhere. They stuck with me as a parent.
Right.
No matter what they do.
But
I'm going to be mad. I'm going to let you know.
Right. I would definitely be like, hey, so, astronauts
robbing banks, huh?
make so much. But the bank robbery, I wouldn't be that mad about. I'd be like, hey, I don't want you getting shot.
They
you
in jail, money though. Yet?
Well, yeah. Okay. True that. I'm thinking like Bonnie and Clyde is still on the run.
25.
Yeah. Okay.
25 years. So now you got to be doing this. I want you to hang in there. All right, you stay up, man. You do what you did. I'm still proud of you.
Would you lecture him, though? Was it worth it?
I mean,
where's the money at?
What's the point?
Where the stat?
Once I get to 25 to life,
yeah, that's a lot of time.
I'll pretty much just showing up just to give you some
more support, some
comfort
to get in through.
I mean, I'd be like Ray Liotta in Blow. The dynamic between Ray Liotta and Johnny Depp in that movie was dope. And, you know, him and his dad stayed close the whole time.
Yeah.
He would come see him in jail and be like, it's a dope relationship. Yeah. What else is going on, man?
Well, in comedy news, Sarah Silverman said that she recently lost a job because she wore blackface on her show in 2007. Do you think she should have lost the job?
I mean, blackface, if you do blackface, be prepared for the ramifications. That's my thing. Like,
I bet it was such a good idea to her in 2007. I bet she was like, woo, we going to kill him with this. Ain't nobody going to see this shit coming.
I'm pretty sure she knew it was going to ruffle some feathers, but it was like, I have to do it because I'm edgy.
Right.
And when you know you're edgy and you're taking it there, be prepared for the repercussions.
I got a sketch I did years ago out there somewhere that I got to apologize for.
With the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles sketch?
Not that one, but it was you ever see the Two Packs of Sugar one I did? When I was like the gay Tupac, and I did the whole song "Hey Jerry" off of "Hey Mary," it was pretty. It was pretty.
What "Hail Mary"?
Yeah, I did "Hey Jerry" off of "Hey Jerry, come with me." I did like all that, and it still makes me laugh. Let me be honest. Even when I watched it recently, I was like, "Damn, dog!"
Why would it was offensive to who?
Probably to the gay community because I'm out there like in a halter top, whatever is pink. I'm doing like the whole song.
He was playing up the gay stereotype
like
of the
gay,
flamboyant gay man.
Not flamboyant, though. I was very thuggish. It was very, I wasn't like, hey, I was like, yeah, I'm a hard gay dude.
Okay.
It was very much that, you know what I mean? And then it was just like, I think I shouldn't even say the first line. The first line is like really edgy in general because I definitely dropped that F-bomb in there. You know what I mean?
Once you drop the F-bomb, be prepared.
No doubt. And
it's going to come back up.
Because at the time, it's 06, right? Maybe 07, somewhere between that 08, somewhere in that realm, right?
We talk about that time frame like it was the 50s.
Right.
It was a different time.
But things were like, yeah, you can do this now. I felt like when I watched Chappelle and Boondocks, I was like, oh, we can get away with a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then it was like, hey, you guys can't do any of this shit anymore. Like, those shows, they couldn't come on right now.
Right.
You know what I mean? You couldn't do that right now. You couldn't do Boondocks right now. You couldn't do... like a lot of the stuff that we said, like anytime Huey was like, what's his name? Riley was like, you niggas gay. Like, you can't do that now. You know what I mean? Like, now, oh, gay is a bad thing. That's like, that's looking at it, right?
Right.
So in the rap, it's like, it's never disparaging the gay people. Mm. It's just, I just use some language I definitely should not use.
This is your apology right here?
No, it's not my apology yet, but it's just like.
What you waiting for? Do it now.
Hey, I'm sorry if I offended any gay people.
Because it's going good. Once you start blowing up and doing some more shows, they're going to dig it up.
But like, what's the apology? Like, I did some shit that because honestly, here's the honest thing. I still find it funny.
Yeah.
And so it's like, would you do it again? No, I wouldn't do it because I don't want to offend people. My whole goal is to make people laugh.
Right.
So if I offended you, I didn't do my job properly. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But do I find it funny? I'm like, absolutely.
Right.
Would I do it again at that age? Like, no. I probably wouldn't now, knowing that also I didn't know the community. I didn't know the culture. You know,
right. How old were you then?
I was probably like 22.
Yeah.
But then even coming from Michigan, it was like, it's a different thing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But then coming out to LA, I go like, oh, there's a real gay culture. There's a gay community.
Right.
I didn't know that. There's no gay pride parades, you know, in Michigan. It was very taboo.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Midwest.
We said that's gay all the time. And it meant like, you stupid.
And
of course.
I'm guilty of it too. Like, you know, saying that's gay or like the F-bomb.
Right.
It was nothing. Because
right.
I didn't realize the weight of,
right.
you know.
But now, here's the thing.
We had to come to that realization.
Sarah Silverman still might find that sketch funny. She still might think it's a masterpiece.
She's probably proud of it.
And I'm not mad if she does think that because that's what we're supposed to do.
Right.
We're supposed to find what makes us laugh and find a way to do it. And she did. You know what I mean? And then she thought, now what's the bullshit? If you watch that long ass ridiculous
it's a long sketch.
Don't watch the 17 minutes of it.
And I did not get it after a while.
But like, there's a whole part where I feel like they try to make it seem like it's okay by saying, she say like, yeah, we're starting a dialogue on race. And it's like, no, you're not. You're right. you're just you wanted to do blackface and you try to find a way to do it. And someone paid you good money to do it, right? Mm. You got paid to do this and you thought you were being edgy. And I'm like, you know, but it helped make your career. So no matter what, I don't feel bad for her. She didn't get her job. I'm like, yeah, but you're fine. You're going to always go on the road and you'll always make money. She'll always be financially stable.
She's good. Like, I don't feel – once you go edgy, once you make the decision to go edgy, and you know you're going to do something that, you know, could catch you heat, I got no remorse because you know what you were doing going in.
Even if it's years ago. Like, it's 2007. It's like, it was 12
It's out there. Everything you do was out there. So it's like you knew you was going to catch some kind of heat.
And now all you can do is you make your apology, right? Mm-hmm. you make the standard apology.
Right.
I'm sorry if I offended anybody. It was never my goal, right? You do that standard.
My whole thing is – like, you know, when people say that, I don't really buy it because you knew what you were doing when you did it.
You knew it was going to be
no surprise.
Right.
So it's like you did it.
Right.
You know, it's not like, you know, let's say I make a comment about, you know, a certain religious aspect of anything.
Right.
And I truly didn't know that, you know. Right. This is offensive to this.
Right.
You know, then you can say, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know that was the thing over there. But everybody knows what blackface is.
Right.
And so she knew going in.
Right.
So there's no real need to apologize because you already knew.
Right. You knew it was offensive.
You were
going to
offend. Right.
Like, when you did it, you were like, oh, we're going to break. Well, it's not the internet then. But we ain't gonna break.
That's the nature of the edgy beast. It's
absolutely.
Like,
now, if I wanted to go do something now, you know the climate we're in. Like, you might lose a fan base. You might lose some fans. You might gain some fans. Because there's probably still people who find that blackface sketch hilarious.
Oh.
Right? They're out there.
Yeah.
Like, Sarah Silverman is still going to go sell out shows.
Right.
Because there are people who are like, we don't care. And there's black people in there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, but I'm like, that doesn't matter to me. I'm just like, yo, you did your thing. You got away with it. You did it.
Right.
You made your career off of being this edgy woman. Like, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like, you might lose some things, but you also gain forever money. You're going to be 80 in some club in Vegas still doing shows. Like, I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
You're fine. Don Rickles did nothing but bash people for years in a playful way.
Mm-hmm.
But he did it till he died. He was still in Vegas doing it till he died.
Right.
Still calling, hey, you Jew, you black, but whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he did it for his whole career. Yep. And then it's like, you either like it or you don't. And I'm fine with that. But you can't come out. I didn't want to see her in no fucking tears. Don't you start crying. Don't you start. I'm not that kind of person anymore. Because I think she said that in her apology.
She did.
I'm not like that anymore. That was the way I thought then. I'm like, that was 12 years ago, man. You're a grown up.
What? Well, in her defense, though, that's what you just said. You thought of.
I wouldn't do it now because of the climate. Do I still think it's funny? Absolutely.
No, she may still find it funny, but you just said you were different then.
I know there's a community of that now. I don't think Sarah Silverman did not know
the blackface.
Right.
Yeah.
But I didn't know coming out here, like, we said that's gay because we never knew it was a bad thing. There's literally ads that ran that say,
we knew
say,
it was a bad thing.
But here's the thing. No, because I never looked at it as like that. Like, when I ever said that's gay, it was like, oh, that's stupid. But it wasn't in the fact that, like, I'd never said that to a gay person. Mm-hmm. I never called a gay person the F word, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I never said that to a gay person. I would say it to my friends.
Why didn't you say it to a gay person?
First off, I didn't know anybody that was gay in Michigan. Mm-hmm. But also, I'd have to have some kind of beef with you in general. You know
but
what
that's what I mean. Like, you knew those were negative connotations on, you know,
I knew a gay person. I knew the F word way more than that's gay.
Right.
That's gay didn't mean anything to me. That just meant, like, that's stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I didn't get the correlation that there was literally ads that ran, like, if you're saying something is stupid, like, you're saying that's gay, and we're people who identify by that.
Right.
Like, I had to have that broken down. And I was like, I get that. Right? I was like, that makes sense. Because I was like, oh, we can't say this, and now we can't say that. But I was like, that's how these people identify.
Right.
So I was like, I get that. Mm-hmm. But that, like I said, that came when I was older. And then meeting gay people and being in working with gay people and having gay people who you go do comedy with. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, it took me some time to actually learn that here's a culture.
Right.
And you're disrespecting them by saying that. I didn't know that. You know what I mean? And I can say that still. But like I said, on top of that, I still find that sketch funny.
Right.
Like, I still do.
I mean, you know,
it made me laugh. I thought the shit was well written. I was like, I was kind of killing it. You know what I mean?
But proud of your work. Huh?
I was still like, yo, I thought that was very funny. Right. I thought it was very
clever. I think a lot of comedians, even though when they offend and even when they apologize, they still find it funny.
Right.
I mean, they can no longer say it, but they did it because they thought it was funny in their mind.
But my apology is this. As a comedian, if I hurt you and they make you laugh, if I offended you, then I failed you.
Right.
Like, that, I will go do better to make sure that you're not offended. You should be laughing with us.
Right.
Not at you. That's my fault. That's my apology. But do I apologize for doing that sketch thing? Like, nah, I probably don't apologize for doing it because I thought it was funny. I did it wrong for damn sure. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Definitely didn't ask no gay people if this is offensive.
Right.
You know, I can go ask somebody now, like, hey, is this fucked up?
How you feel about this?
Right. I can go do that anywhere now.
Right.
And I'm like, let me know if I'm tripping. Such and such and such and such. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know.
Right.
You know what I mean? To me, it's fine. But I'm a black dude. I'm a straight black guy. Like, anything in that realm of me, I'm going to think it's cool. Mm-hmm. What gets me is that, like, I'm like, sir, how many people did you ask for you did this blackface? There's a black dude in the sketch. So he must have been in on it.
Right. So I was a bunch of black people in the joint.
Right. The whole church scene. Right. So I'm wondering.
So we see she is tearing up. Maybe she had a come to Jesus moment. Like you were saying, maybe you authentically.
Hey, man, you keep the goddamn tears to yourself. Blackface been around a long time. You knew that sketch is 17 minutes.
That was a long sketch.
That's just a whole black choir. She comes up doing the jig and jive, like dance. She's saying like black vernacular. You know what I mean? I'm like, you knew what you were doing from the moment to the end. I know what this is. And there's a long history. I don't have a gay history to go back on. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everything I learned about gay people happening when Queer Eye for the Straight Guy came out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, these are people who live lives. Because it wasn't like that to me. It wasn't. Right. Ellen was the first gay person I ever heard of.
Mm.
And then they canceled her. And it's being gay is wrong. Don't be gay in public. Right? Mm. That's why, like, the gay community fight is huge. Like, I get that 100%.
Right.
Like, you're trying to silence us. You're trying to cancel us for being uniquely us.
Right.
So I get that. And any gay person who tells me they're born that way, if I'm not gay, I believe you.
Mm.
So I go like, yo,
I
man.
I definitely believe
if
that.
If you tell me you're great, I can't. Who am I to be like, no, right. That's. You made I hate that, choice.
Man.
You like, made
no,
that
No, they're
choice.
Not, boy. It's a choice. No, it ain't.
I was like,
I didn't choose to like women.
And then there was a woman who told me, she was like, who would choose ridicule? Who would choose that every day? You know what I mean? She was like, I tried so long to fit in to hide from that.
Mm-hmm.
But she was like, well, I'm not going to live my whole life as a lie. That's cowardly. Like, you're goddamn right it is. So I was like, yeah, that's a different fight to me in general. You know what I mean? But I understand it. But like I said, my education came like later down the line. I was 20. Now there's way more stuff. Like, they want to do more like gay history and stuff like that in schools. And I don't know what that actually looks like. Like, Harvey Milk's the only person I know who was gay. And, like, you know, outside of like maybe some dudes back in the Greek days.
Oh, they was definitely gay back then. The gay community has always been around.
Definitely, from day one.
From day one. You know, this ain't no new thing. They've been out here, you know, tough.
So, anyways, so on top of, like, the whole Sarah Silverman thing, I'm like, you had at least, because you had to go back in the days of, what was it, like, vaudeville, right? Like, where all that blackface stuff, like, came from. I'm like, so you had
minstrel
to do some history.
Shows.
The minstrel, like, you had to do some history on it.
Mm-hmm.
You knew.
It looked like she was making an interesting point in the beginning of the sketch, and then I just lost it after.
I
was like, wait, where are we going with this
stuff? You know what happened? This is what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened in that writer's room. There were some black people who was like, hey, all right, if you stick to this, you're good, right? And then she was like, great, this is a great idea. I can show how black people's lives are hard in a way we never get to see.
Right.
Right? And then they got with a bunch of white people. And they were like, yeah, and then you got to do this. And yeah, and then you got to do that. And then it just went from trope to trope to trope to trope. And I was like, oh, we lost our point in a very long time ago. Even when the high people come in, like when they had those guys who were high, I was like, this has nothing to do with anything.
It
had nothing to do with anything. And it was like, oh, we're doing this for us now.
Right.
It was no longer like, let's have a real discussion about race.
And a lot of people bring up like the comparison, like, you know, Tropic Thunder when Robert Downey Jr. was in blackface.
Right.
But I felt like that really worked because that was the point of it. That he was such a method actor. He was going to become an actual black guy. And then the real black guy was giving him shit for it all along the way. So I felt like they handled it.
And that's a historic thing where they hired white people to play minorities.
Right.
That has happened many times. Mm-hmm. And even when what was that whole movie, Gods of Egypt, when there was no Middle Eastern people?
Oh, yeah.
Or no Africans
or Egyptians? Christian Bale.
Yeah, like you ain't got one Egyptian?
Right.
You couldn't find somebody.
Bale is Moses.
Find one pop. Put Will Smith in there and call him, and they have him do that whack-ass concussion accent again and do that. I'm like, try.
Man.
Try.
Christian Bale is Moses.
And then the dude was like, well, we can't sell Muhammad something something. And I was like, well, there you go. That's the Hollywood thought, right?
They need to get over that, man, because, you know, Hollywood, we want the diversity.
It's ridiculous. And now you got to do full-on movie, like Crazy Rich Asians has to be like, see, we can make movies and make money. Black Panther's got to do a billion.
Right.
To be like, we might give you another black movie. We might.
I guess.
We might, maybe.
You want the diversity. Here you go.
Right. But then it's like Black Panther 2 is going to happen because, I'm going to get another $1 billion out of this. It's still part of the Marvel franchise. But will something else happen? Mm. Girl Strip, you got to go do crazy money.
Right.
You got to go do $100 million opening weekend.
Mm.
Right. Like, you always got to do that. Otherwise, some movie who's got, like, Will Ferrell can bomb and do $20 million. It's going to get another one.
Because they're always scared of Hollywood. At the end of the day, a lot of money is being put up to make these movies.
Right.
And they're scared that they don't have a name attached.
Right.
And they're just going to lose money.
Right.
And I get it. You know, you want to get, you know, Christian Bale is huge.
Right.
So, he'll bring people in.
Which is cool. Hey, go get Christian Bale.
Yeah.
But go get Muhammad such and such also.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Let him work.
Christian Bale as like a different character.
Right.
Give him top billing if you need to. But let's keep everything else authentic because then you're going to bring people in. Oh, okay.
Like, who's the most famous African actor? All I know is Dejuan Hansu.
Jaimon Hansu?
Whatever.
Lupita
Ayongo.
Mm.
Did I get that one right?
I don't know.
Expert out here.
I don't know.
But I go like, this is just now happening?
I mean.
Come on now. Come on.
Well, Africa's now being developed. Before it was completely undeveloped country. Now you see that they're coming into the 21st century.
Right.
Electricity. They have access to movie theaters.
Shout out to Akon providing electricity.
Yeah, Akon gave up his whole music career to go over there and
respect.
Work. But hell yeah.
Africa's, you know. That's one of my lists. I have to go to Africa before
didn't
I leave.
Did you go to Africa?
No, I didn't go. Like, I went to an island on the west coast of Africa, but that don't count. I want to go
to
Africa.
To the mother.
I want to be all in.
Where are you going first, though? What country? Do you even know? Or you just want
to go to Ghana for sure. Mm-hmm. I want to go to Ghana, Kenya, mm-hmm. Nigeria, Nairobi, South Africa. I want to go to the Congo.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I want to go all over that mug.
Yeah.
You know, and just to feel the vibe.
I want to go see the highlights first. I want to go take me to the pyramids.
Egypt can wait. I'm kind of getting.
You haven't been there. What do you mean?
I'm just kind of getting, like, I don't know. It's becoming real touristy and just like, there's always something going on over there. And it's like, I want to go to Africa, not just Egypt.
Egypt is Africa.
It is, but it's like it's become something else. I want to see real Africans.
They're real Africans in Egypt.
But what I'm saying is like the world has turned Egypt into something else.
Egypt
turned it into hieroglyphics.
Wait, but Egypt is big. There's real communities out there.
Oh, of course.
Right.
But I'm talking about
those cats
Egypt is no longer number one on my go-to list for Africa. I want to go to
I got Senegal on my number
one. I want to go to the African places where they always paint this picture of turmoil and genocide and people getting exploited and AIDS. I want to go into those areas to see the real people,
right?
Like beyond just
I get that 100%.
The negative.
We always talk about going to see like the worst parts first. Like
everybody always says, "Oh, the pyramids," and leave it at that.
But I still want to see that.
I'll definitely want to see it, but it can wait.
Yeah,
that's where I'm at now.
I watched a really interesting documentary, and it was about when the Nubian pharaohs took over Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go south down the Nile, which they call the Upper Nile, it doesn't matter. Anyway, if you go down south, you'll see different types of pyramids. From black Africans who did conquer Egypt. I think they conquered it for 100 years.
Yeah.
But there's no tourists there.
See, that's why I want to go. That.
No, show Egypt some respect.
Amen on that.
To Egypt, man. I don't want to go.
I don't know if it's
it.
Technically
no, but it's
in
just,
Egypt.
It's the same, you know, tampered with stuff. It's like, you know, all right. But that, what she just said, that's what I want to get in
that's
on.
That's dope.
The stuff they hide from you. I want in on that. You know what I mean?
Right. I want to go see, like, Senegal. I do want to go see, like, where in South Africa where, what's his name was, that's so disrespectful, what's his name was held up.
Mandela?
Yeah. So disrespectful. I'm sorry, Mandela. But I do want to see that. You like, I definitely want to see where, I think they said it was, like, in Senegal. I mean, there's definitely, like, slave ports all over. Mm. You know what I mean? But I do want to go see, like,
oh, yeah.
the slave ports and, like, mm-hmm. where, I think somebody was telling me there's a whole, not that they give you a reenactment, but they take you through a tour of, like, where these villages were, what they had to travel through to get at certain spots. And then I feel like echoes like that don't leave those trees. They don't leave that land. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I feel like you'll always still feel, I still feel like that now. Like, I've never been close to slavery, but you feel your ancestors' pain. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you always feel that. Like, even when you watch old movies or you see how treatments today, like, you still connect with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't think that stuff ever goes away. You know,
right.
like, Jewish people will still talk about being slaves from, you know, Egypt. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And I get that. I'm like, when you're treated like that down your bloodline, that like, never goes away for you.
Right.
Like, we still feel that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, like, even going through there, like, I want to go see, like, to actually really give that perspective of what to be thankful for.
Right.
Is you'll see, like, people really went through this and fought for us to have this freedom that we have now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like so many people were sacrificed. You know what right. I mean? Like, just ran through, thrown aside, cast it under for us to have. Like people see us now, they're like, we killing it. Like, we are spoiled as shit. Oh. If you're born in America, you're spoiled as shit.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
Right, you're killing the game off top.
My life is a dream
like,
to millions of people.
I live an amazing
on the, life. On a basic scale.
Right.
Just on the basic.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, like you got, I'm about
you
to
got
go,
running water,
bro.
Oh,
I'm about to go
it.
On a TV set, right? I'm about to go get catered food. Like, mm-hmm. like they're gonna feed me three times a day. I'm gonna have all the snacks I can want. I'm gonna look at beautiful women who come in and out. I'm gonna go home. I'm gonna kiss my wife and my baby,
mm-hmm.
and I get to do it all again Wednesday.
You living the dream.
I have a like that's,
freely.
Yes, I drive a big stupid vehicle.
I hate your Hummer. I hate your Hummer.
I'm like, I live a life that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
The Hummer is so whack.
It's hilarious.
It's big and small
like
at the same time.
That I had the Leaf also. I
it's
was
just
on
wild.
Both sides. You know what I mean? I care about the environment and I don't. At
this
the same
Hummer
time.
Is trash,
it's
man.
A, it's a great fun vehicle.
No, it ain't.
Let me tell you what, man.
It's not even fun.
Sometimes I don't like when you ever had to go to like a median and you got to wait to go all the way around. Mm-hmm. I just roll over that bitch and just I'm like, nah, I'm not doing all this. And I just go over. I don't wait for stuff. I take curbs all the time.
I'm mad at how small it is.
When you get in there? But
yes.
That's not the big one. There's a big one. There's a, the H2. Then there's
but
the
you're
H3.
Still wide for no reason.
I need that space, man.
For what? Ain't no space in there.
Well, first off, I don't want you parking next to me so you don't ding my door. I can take up all that. I take up all that space. But to be fair, I go park far further away usually.
So you burn calories walking up.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I just don't want nobody dinging my shit.
Nobody care about the Hummer.
People ding cars all the time.
So what?
But people like the Hummer. I like it. It's fun, man.
They going to ding your tires, not the actual
car. Come drive
car.
It, man. Come take a drive.
Ah, man.
Can I just say one thing? Because yes. I'm this person. That there is a debate as to whether or not the Jews were actually ever enslaved in Egypt.
Right.
Just because it says so in the Bible, there's no archaeological
You're
evidence
100%
for
right.
it. Mm. So come at me in the comment section. That's fine. I just want people to know that we're not trying to perpetuate false theories
right.
and that the building of the pyramids is actually predates any evidence of Jews in Egypt. Just
saying. Oh.
Right.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the point remains.
Your point
I don't,
is
I don't fully buy into the Bible anyway.
Yeah.
Because it's written by men.
Yeah.
It was edited by men. I don't really trust the source
still,
material and the editors
edited.
And stuff like that.
Right. It's still edited today. But
they
like,
had agendas when they were writing it and making you know amendments and doing all that.
I stopped feeling when there was like, be good to your slaves. And there was like a whole thing of how to treat slaves. And I was like, why don't you say get rid of slaves?
Yeah.
I was like, nah, we're not doing that. We got to keep those. So then I was like, oh, okay.
There's political, you know, aspirations and goals.
And I never agree with like gay people being an abomination. Like that's in there and like those old King James
buying.
Versions. Yeah, like that's all in there. And it's like, no, I don't believe that. You know what I mean?
I just hate when people pick and choose what to go by in the Bible. You're like, it's against everything. Oh, that's what we're doing.
Right.
And so, you know, and it's not for me to judge. Even if God was like, I don't agree with the gay lifestyle, well, I'm going to still be nice to them, God.
Right.
You know, because I feel like they were born this way.
Right.
He was like, yeah, they were born this way. Will you? It's like, where do you go from there?
Yeah, here's the thing, man. I don't trust anybody who believes 100% one thing of what they've been taught forever. It's brainwashing to an effect when you don't think for yourself. You know what I mean? And I grew up with Christianity. I grew up in a church. You know what I mean?
Me too.
But there's a lot of things I'm just like, nah, I don't necessarily agree with that. And I don't feel bad not believing in that or not following it.
I believe in God.
Yeah.
That's about it. As far as religion,
right.
I get questions.
And granted, I don't think that religion is inherently bad. I think people have done bad things. Right.
You know how many people died because of religion?
Right. But it's also like, I can't blame Christianity, Islam, Buddhist. I can't blame the religion because it's the people who move it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I was like, if you read this book and then you start, of course, using it for your own thing, which we still see today.
Right.
Right. Whether it's 100 people getting murdered, like people spreading Christianity and murdering you if you're not a part of it to bring it on. I'm like, well, that doesn't sound very Christian-like.
No, right? It doesn't sound God-like at all.
Right.
I thought God was love.
Right. Right. Exactly. You know. So then I go, all right. Well, yeah. I can't follow that. It's contradictory.
It's
right
people.
In there.
It's people messing up the whole setup.
But people mess
so
up.
So when
everything.
I look at the Bible and I look at these texts written by men,
right,
I get questions.
Right.
I'm like, you know,
Yeah, because I was like, otherwise it could be a dope thing where you have people who do come together in the community. It's a whole different family. Like it could be. Religion in general, I think, can be super dope because everybody wants to belong to something and everybody has different views. And I think as long as it's great and it's healthy, it's a great thing. Mm-hmm. But when people pervert it and they do horrible things to it,
it's
like, oh, you can ruin anything. Even like these like Simone Biles and a gymnast. I'm like, they're supposed to be in a nice, dope thing and they're being preyed on by, what was that guy's name?
Dr.
Nasser. Larry Nasser.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, even that was supposed to be like a safe place.
Right.
That you have some man who's controlling it. I'm just like, nowhere can be safe when you have like horrible people who are fucking villains, like running the show.
Right.
And it's way less checks and balances on everything. Like they just keep giving one person power to a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
King James could have been a villain.
I don't know about King James.
I don't know him.
And I'm sure he was.
He all up in the Bible. Take that out. Put that in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's my version.
Right.
Put that in the hotels.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Name one of these people after me. There was no James. He's like Mark, Matthew, Luke, it was in Perry.
Perry.
Mark, Matthew, Perry. Put James in there.
John.
Yeah, make one of those guys.
Yeah. So I just try to, you know, for me personally, I just try to connect with God on a personal level.
Right.
An individual, you know, relationship.
Right.
In terms of like how I treat people, energy put out.
Absolutely.
All of that. And you know, I feel like God and science can coexist.
I never got that. It's got to be one or the other. I agree with you 100%.
Right.
Now, you know I don't care much about science.
Oh, science is fantastic.
You know I don't care about how shit works. I love it. I'm glad it's there. I don't care about it. I don't care how spaceships go into space. I don't care about
your nose doesn't bleed when you find out how old stuff is.
I don't care about how cell phones work. I don't care about geomites and geographites.
You're not fascinated by the asteroid that took out the dinosaurs?
I don't care about any of that stuff.
How long they were here before they got wiped out?
I'm glad whoever found electricity and made that shit pop off. I'm glad. I'm thankful for
it. I would like how a black hole is created.
I have nothing to do with
it's
me.
Fascinating,
why do
man?
I care?
Because there could be a separate universe inside of each black hole.
The black hole might not be the end.
I don't care.
You get
I
sucked
be long
in
dead
oh,
before we ever go there.
It's amazing.
I'll be long dead.
You could die and then pop up in a separate universe that is inside a black hole.
Then I'll care. Then I'll be like, hey, man, black holes are the shit.
It could be a universe inside of our atoms.
But a black hole, a universe doesn't affect my life.
It does.
It doesn't.
I mean, it could.
It doesn't. It has never once affected me.
Maybe it has in some small way.
No, it hasn't. We all know it hasn't, guys.
You know what I'm saying?
It all hasn't. Now,
but science affects your life, though. It's not like
science affects
it's not
my
like
life.
Math.
No, science affects my life 100%. But I don't care how stuff works. I'm just thankful that someone else figured it out. My job is to make those nerds laugh.
I want your Hummer to be thrown into a black
Come on,
hole.
Man. Now, that's just.
Let's see what happens.
My baby's car seat's in there.
Throw it in there, man. Your car, your baby's car seat could be in anything. Not some stupid Hummer.
I got to go get a new car seat now in a new car because yes. You hate Hummers.
I hate it. It's wide. It always looks like you're going to hit the cars on the side.
It does. People fear they get out your way. It's wonderful. I got those stupid big bright lights that scare the shit out of people. I'm going to get a train horn. That's what I'm going to do next. You ever have one of those in your face?
Oh, God.
Yes. I'm going to have people blasting out the
back. All right, we've gone way over an hour.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Ridiculous,
sorry.
Man. You long-winded.
I like to – the people –
You are long-winded. Where's Keon
at, people want to –
Keon knows how to cut it short.
The people want to talk. They want you to talk, though.
Nah, man, you can't give them everything they want all the time.
Why not?
Because, man, leave them wanting more.
They come back every single week that subscribe.
But then, you know, we don't want to be like, man, they still talk.
They can just turn it off. Y'all
once,
can turn
once you
off.
Once you get into that, we lose them.
They can turn you guys on. hey, thanks for bringing me here, man.
Hey, man, thanks for coming back.
Hey, because of you. In your wonderful community, mm-hmm. I started a podcast,
okay.
A YouTube page.
It's going to be two hours an episode?
2 hours an episode. Is it called Laugh at Chaz, Cam? The page?
Yes.
I got to ask Cam. I don't know. Mm-hmm. C-minus Society, where I just talk more dumb shit.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what it is, really, though? You remember me back in the day. It's about a guy who's a bum and who tries to get himself out of being a bum. And I just take people on my journey of unbumming.
Mm-hmm.
And for anybody who feels stuck, I tell people step by step how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's great.
Yeah.
And is it just a podcast or a video component?
You can watch it on YouTube. It's a podcast. Okay. Also, I don't know if the podcast is up yet. Is the podcast up yet, Kat?
Not yet.
Okay. But I think the YouTube is?
Yeah, it's going up now.
Yeah. All right.
Transit, man.
All right, yeah.
Shout out to
so y'all
Transit.
Heard that.
Yeah, man.
Pull up on Chaz's podcast.
So if you guys happen to like me for an hour and 15 minutes, you can get – those are only 30-minute episodes. I run long on yours. I keep mine tight.
Oh,
I'm professional over there.
The nerve.
Yeah, I'm professional, man. I don't do that. You guys are running amok over here.
Usually when it's me by myself, verbal cardio is 30 minutes. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But thanks for tuning in to another episode of Daddy Issues. If you have questions for us, ask us on the YouTube page in the comments section. And we'll tackle them on the show. We didn't get to questions today because, you know, we already an hour and 14 minutes in.
Let's do one more question, man.
Nah, man, look out, man. Was there any questions this episode?
There were a few questions.
Come on, let's do
we
it.
We didn't even get to
let's
the question.
Let's just do one question.
We'll do one.
Okay.
Okay, well, here's an easy one. Okay. Up Aaron says, I do music, and yes, sometimes I do feel like I'm scared of success. But what do you think of a But what do you think a person should do to gain more confidence in performing on stage?
I say, for me personally, as a performer, stage time is everything. Like, the more you get up,
you gotta
the more comfortable you just become. Yeah. It's just going to happen. So definitely getting that, whether it be an actual show or open mic or just any way you can get up in front of people, more often is going to make you more comfortable, just naturally.
Yeah, I tell anybody who wants to do stand-up in the beginning, like, you just working on being comfortable the first times. Like, because I'm like, don't worry about the laughs. You don't have to worry about the crowd loving your music right away. Like, you'll get there, especially when you're performing live. It's really tough.
Right.
Because when you have, like, if it's all audio, you're going to sound amazing. And they're going to hear you dancing and singing and all this other stuff in there. But, like, live is really hard, man. But I would also tell you, like, you can be scared. That's great. Don't let the fear stop you. That's cowardly. You're not going to do anything but hurt yourself in the long run. But go do it. Hey, go be up there. Go be timid. Go mumble in the mic. No. Like, go be bad. That's cool.
And then go up again.
Yeah, and then go
be bad again.
Yes.
And then be bad again.
Yes.
And then be decent.
Yes.
Then mediocre.
Yes.
Then it was a good night.
Yes.
It was a great night.
Right.
It was bad again.
Sold out arenas.
All of that.
That's going to happen. But just do it. Don't let fear stop you. That's dumb.
Yeah. Fear is just, it stops so many people from doing so much that it's useless.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I've been scared. I'm going to do it anyway.
Right, right.
Be stomach hurting.
Yeah.
Booty clenched.
Right.
All of that. All of it.
Go be brave.
I still
enough.
Get scared when I do stand up in certain shows.
Be brave enough to be bad, man. It's okay. You're going to suck in the beginning. It's fine. Mm-hmm. That's part of the process.
Everybody might not even suck in the beginning.
You might kill that shit.
You might come out the gate like, you know. You never know. But do it. You'll never know until you do
it. That was a great question. People needed that.
Yeah.
Let's do another one. Let's do another one. All right.
Let's get out of here, man. You can find me, Tony Baker Comedy, on everything. You can find Chaz at
Laugh at Chaz on everything.
And yeah, man. We out here.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold.
Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.